你手上那个程序表有个大纲。
There's an outline in your program.
我们题目是神的大蓝图。
And the title is the Grand Blueprint of God.
经文取自但以理书第二章三十一节到四十五节。
And it is the text is from Daniel chapter 2 verses 31 to 45.
我请陈英姐妹上来读今天的经文。
We will ask Sister Chen Ying to come and read today.
我们只是用中文读，如果你看英文的跟着我看。
If you read English, please just follow along.
四十五节啊，不到四十九。但以理书第二章三十一节到四十五节，王啊，你梦见一个大象，这象甚高，极其光耀，站在你面前，形状甚是可怕。这象的头是晶金的，胸膛和背膀是银的，肚腹和腰是铜的，腿是铁的，脚是半铁半泥的。你观看，见有一块非人手凿出来的石头打在这像半铁半泥的脚上，把脚砸碎，于是金银铜铁泥都一同砸得粉碎，成为夏天河场上的糠体，被风吹散，无处可寻。打碎这像的石头变成一座大山，充满天下。这就是那梦，我们在王面前要讲解那梦。王啊，你是诸王之王，天上的神已将国度、权柄、能力、尊荣都赐给你。凡世人所住之地的走兽并天空的飞鸟，他都交付你手，使你掌管这一切。你就是那金头，在你以后必另兴一国，不及于你。又有第三国，就是铜的，必掌管天下。第四国必坚壮如铁，铁能打碎克制百物，又能压碎一切。那国也必打碎压制列国。你既见象的脚和脚趾头，一半是窑匠的泥，一半是铁，那国将来也必分开。你既见铁与泥掺杂，那国也必有铁的力量。那脚趾头既是半铁半泥，那国也必半强半弱。你既见铁与泥掺杂，那国民也必与各种人掺杂，却不能彼此相合，正如铁与泥不能相合一样。当那列王在位的时候，天上的神必另立一国，永不败坏，也不归别国的人，却要打碎灭绝那一切国，这国必存到永远。你既看见非人手凿出来的一块石头从山而出，打碎金银铜铁泥，那就是至大的神把后来必有的事给王指明。这梦准是这样，这讲解也是确实的。当时尼布甲尼撒王俯伏在地向但以理下拜，并且吩咐人给他奉上贡物和香品。王对但以理说，你既能显明这奥秘的事，你们的神诚然是万神之神、万王之主，又是显明奥秘事的。于是王高抬但以理，赏赐他许多上等礼物，派他管理巴比伦全省，又立他为总理，掌管巴比伦的一切哲事。但以理求王，王就派沙德拉、米煞、亚伯尼哥管理巴比伦省的事务，只是但以理常在朝中赤立。
我这个图片可能你们上次我可能看过。
I've shown this picture to everyone before.
我们必须看这里过去的历史。
Let's look at this part of the past history.
那么刚才读那段经文谈到有个巴比伦王国。
And the passage that we talked about is the Babylonian kingdom.
然后有个波斯王国。
And then there's also the Persian kingdom.
然后希腊王帝国。
And the Greek empire.
然后这个罗马帝国。
And the Roman empire.
那么这些帝国跟王国已经是过去的历史。
These empires and kingdoms were from history.
然后这个图片你们也曾经看过。
And you've also seen this picture.
那么这个是教会时期。
And this is church age.
其实我们是活在这个教会时期。
And we live in the church age.
我们知道在这个世代结束的时候将会有大灾难。
And we also know that at the end there will be tribulation.
然后有一个千禧年。
And then the millennium.
所以我们去在我们的脑海里面有这个印象，就是从巴比伦王国一直到千禧年的时候。
So we have in back of our mind, remember from the Babylonian kingdom all the way to the millennium.
那么当我分享信息的时候，你就能够有一个印象。
As I share the message, then you will have this image.
那么今天的讲题是神的大蓝图。
And today's title is The Grand Blueprint of God.
那么将近四年前的时候，我坐飞机从这个德州的达拉飞来 Albuquerque.
About 4 years ago, I took a plane from Dallas, Texas to Albuquerque.
那么当天的天气非常的晴朗。
It was a beautiful, clear day that day.
那么从飞机上我看下来，我一目了然，很清楚的看到地上的情景。
And I was able to look out the window and see clearly everything on the ground.
那么当飞机从这个德州飞往这个新墨西哥的时候
，And the airplane headed from Texas to New Mexico.
我就发觉到地上的树木越来越少。
I realized the trees on the ground were decreasing.
那么这个颜色从这个绿色变成灰色。
And the color on the ground was turning from green to gray.
我就想为什么我来到这个地方。
And I started wondering, why am I coming here?
那么当这个飞机靠近 Albuquerque 的时候。
But as the plane neared Albuquerque.
然后突然间绿色的树木又出现。
Suddenly I see green plants.
那么特别是出现在河岸的两边。
Especially along the river.
那么除了这些树木以外。我也看到 Albuquerque 整个城市。
I was able to get a good view of the whole city of Albuquerque.
我也看到横行这个城市里面的道路。
I saw the roads that crisscrossed the city.
我也看到当地的空军基地。
I was able to see the Air Force base.
然后当然，我也同时也看到飞机场。
Of course, I saw the airport as well.
所以在飞机上，我一眼可以看到地上的东西。
So on the airplane, I was able to take in the scene of the whole place.
那么弥布加尼撒王所做的梦，好像我在飞机上所看到的。
And Nebuchadnezzar's dream was just similar to what I was able to see from the airplane.
那么他一目了然的看到将来。
He was able to see quickly the whole future.
他做那个梦，就是那个大象象征将来要发生的事情。
In his image, he saw a large statue which represents the future.
那么从尼布加尼撒王的角度来看
，And from the point of view of King Nebuchadnezzar,
大部分的事情都还没有发生。
Most of these events have not happened.
但是从我们的角度来看的话
，But from our perspective,
有很多事情已经成为历史。
Much of it is already history.
有一部分还没有发生。
Part of it have not happened yet.
尼布甲尼撒王所梦见的大象的细节，就是记在刚才陈英姐妹所读那段经文。
And the details of his dream was recorded in the passage I was just read.
那么但以理就讲解这个梦给王知道。
And Daniel was able to explain this dream to the king.
他就对王说。
And he told the king.
他说你刚才你所梦见那个梦哦，那个大象啊。蛮可怕的。
The large statue that you saw was awesome in appearance.
他说你梦见那个大象就好像这个大象一样。
And the statue is just like this.
他说他的头是金的。
The head is made of gold.
那么他的胸膛跟他的膀臂是银的。
And its chest and arms are of silver.
还有他的肚腹。还有他的腰是铜的
，its belly and thighs are bronze.
他两条腿是铁的
，its legs of iron.
然后他的脚是半铁半泥的
，its feet partly of iron and partly of baked clay.
所以但以理告诉这位王
，and Daniel told the king.
他说这个大象的头是金做的
，the head is made of pure gold.
然后他的胸膛跟他的膀臂是银做的
，its chest and arms are of silver.
然后他的肚腹跟他的腰是铜做的
，its belly and thighs are bronze。
他的双腿是铁做的
，its legs of iron。
然后他的双脚是半泥半铁的
，its feet partly of iron and partly of baked clay。
那么除此之外，但以理告诉王说，他说有一块石头飞过来攻击这个双脚。
And besides that, there was a rock that came and struck the statue on its feet.
那么使到这个大象粉碎倒下来。
So the whole of the statue was broken.
就是好像糠秕一样被风吹来，然后永远就消失掉了。
And just like chaff on a threshing floor, it was blown away and disappeared forever.
然后他又说，这些倒下来的东西将成为大山。
And the things that fell down became a great mountain.
并且充满天下。
And filled the whole earth.
这是尼布甲尼撒王所梦见的大象。
This is the dream of the large statue of Nebuchadnezzar.
和他的细节。
And the details of it.
也是但以理所告诉王的。
It's also what Daniel told the king.
尼布甲尼撒王没有把这个梦告诉但以理。
King Nebuchadnezzar did not tell Daniel his dream.
但是但以理却能够把这个梦告诉王。
But Daniel was able to tell the king his dream.
因为神把这个梦在夜间显现给但以理知道。
Because God revealed this dream to Daniel in a vision at night.
那么尼布甲尼撒王可能知道这个梦。
And perhaps King Nebuchadnezzar knows this dream.
但是他没有把这个梦告诉别人。
But he did not tell his dream to anyone else.
无论如何，他不明白这个梦。
No matter what, he didn't understand this dream.
他也不知道为什么他做了这个梦。
And he didn't know why he had this dream.
那么到底这个梦的含义是什么？
Nor what the meaning of this dream.
所以当他做了这个梦的时候，他心里面非常的烦乱，而且不能够睡觉。
So when he had this dream, he was very troubled and he was unable to sleep.
所以但以理不单把这个梦告诉尼布甲尼撒王。
So Daniel not only told the king the dream.
他也把这个梦的含义讲解给他知道。
But he also interpreted the dream.
所以这个梦的含义是记载在二章三十六节到四十五节。
And the meaning of the dream is recorded in chapter 2, verse 36 to 45.
但以理告诉尼布甲尼撒王，他的头啊，那个金做的头就是你。
And Daniel said the head of made of pure gold is you.
换句话说，也是代表你的王国。
In another word, it also represents your kingdom.
也就是巴比伦王国。
It's the Babylonian kingdom.
所以但以理说这个头就是你啊。
And so Daniel said this head is represents you.
金头就是指尼布甲尼撒王。
The pure gold represents King Nebuchadnezzar.
换句话说，金头就是巴比伦王国。
In another word, the gold head represents Babylonian kingdom.
那么金做的东西在巴比伦王国里面非常的普遍。
Things made of gold is very common in the Babylonian kingdom.
比如说，你看《但以理书》第三章的时候，讲到尼布加尼撒王建造一个金做的大象。
For instance, in chapter 3 of Daniel, you see Nebuchadnezzar building a statue made of gold.
那么历史学家希利多德在尼布加尼撒王去世一百年之后，他曾经到过这个巴比伦王国。
A historian who was about 100 years after the Babylonian kingdom went to the area.
他看到金做的东西到处都是。
And he saw that things made of gold was everywhere.
那么庙里的东西，庙里的祭坛都是金做的。
And all the things in the temple was made of gold.
而且尼布加尼撒王的王位也是金做的。
And the throne of King Nebuchadnezzar was also made of gold.
所以圣经讲尼布加尼撒王，你就是那个金头。
And so the Bible says that King Nebuchadnezzar was the gold head.
所以那个金头就是代表巴比伦王国。
And the head represented the Babylonian kingdom.
那么巴比伦王国是在公元前605年开始。
And the Babylonian kingdom began in 605 BC.
但是没有持续很久。
But it didn't last very long.
在公元前539年的时候，马代人跟波斯人有一个晚上来进攻巴比伦王国。
And in 539 BC, the Medes and the Persians came one night.
那么就结束了巴比伦王国的政权。
And ended the rule of Babylonian kingdom.
所以我们看到刚才我讲那个胸膛这个跟这个房比，就是代表这个马代波斯人。
And so the image that I just talked about, the chest and arms represents the Medes and the Persians.
如果你看这个第五章但以理书第五章讲到那个墙上的字的时候，
If you read Daniel chapter 5 where it talks about the handwriting on the wall.
那么那边有讲到巴比伦王国被这个马代波斯人征服了。
And there is mentioned that the Babylonian kingdom will be given over to Medes and Persians.
如果我们读过这个古代历史的话，
If you have read history of ancient times,
我们也知道这个马代跟波斯王国是在巴比伦王国灭亡之后所成立的。
And we realize that the Medes and the Persians the kingdom was established after the fall of Babylonian kingdom.
所以这个大象有个金头。
So this statue has a gold head.
这个大象有一个胸膛跟膀臂是银做的。
And its chest and arms of silver.
然后我们看到这个大象的肚腹跟腰是铜做的。
And then its belly and thighs are made of bronze.
如果你看三十九节的话。
If you look at verse 39,
后半段说又有第三国就是铜的必掌管天下。
After you, another kingdom will arise inferior to you.
那么根据但以理的解释，
And according to Daniel's interpretation,
他说这个第三个国是希腊帝国。
And the third one of bronze, is the empire of Greece.
我们怎么知道是希腊帝国？
How do we know it's the Greek Empire?
那么根据古代历史，希腊帝国是在这个波斯帝国灭亡之后所成立的。
According to history, the Greek Empire was established after the Persian Kingdom.
那么当时有一个人的名字叫做亚历山大。
At that time, there was a man named Alexander.
亚历山大很年轻的时候，二十岁就成为希腊的皇帝。
And when Alexander the Great was 20 years old, he became the emperor of Greece.
他是一个很能干的一个军人。
He was a very capable military man.
他也是一个很能干的政治人物。
He was also a very capable ruler.
所以他把整个欧洲部分的北非和中东都征服了。
So he conquered all of your part of North Africa and Middle East.
所以他的帝国从这个欧洲一直伸延到印度。
So his empire extended from Europe all the way to India.
所以你看到第三十九节的时候，他说有一个第三个国就是从的，必掌管天下。
And so in verse 39, a third kingdom, one of bronze, will rule over the whole earth.
这说明亚历山大大帝基本上是掌管整个天下。
And so it's saying that Alexander the Great was ruling over the whole earth.
那么除了古代历史证明这个铜所做的 杜甫跟腰是指这个希腊帝国。
And besides historical backing of that the belly and thighs of bronze represents the Greek Empire.
然后如果你把整本但以理书看完的话，
If you read through the whole book of Daniel,
你会发觉到在第八章在十一章也有证明这个大象的杜甫还有这个腰是指这个希腊帝国。
You would see that in chapter 8 and chapter 11, there's references to the Greek Empire, referring to this bronze.
为什么这个大象讲这个杜甫跟这个腰是铜做的？
Why is the belly and thighs made of bronze?
那么刚才我们讲到这个头是金做的。
We talked about the head being made of gold.
因为金代表巴比伦王国。
Because gold represents Babylonian kingdom.
那么这个铜是象征希腊帝国在战争的时候的一个象征品。
And the bronze is representative of the Greek warfare.
那么军人所戴的头盔都是铜做的。
The helmet that the soldiers wore were made of bronze.
然后军人所穿的护心镜都是铜做的。
Their breastplates are also made of bronze.
然后 军人所用的藤牌都是铜做的。
And their shields are also made of bronze.
军人所用的刀剑都是铜做的。
And their swords are also made of bronze.
所以这个铜是象征这个希腊帝国。
So bronze represents the Greek Empire.
希腊帝国的存在和希腊帝国的历史是事实的事情。
The existence of the Greek Empire again is a historical fact.
那如果你有读过历史的话，
If you readAbout history.
我相信你有读过这个希腊帝国。
I believe you have read about the Greek Empire.
那些很有名的古代哲学家，比如说这个苏格拉底、柏拉图，还有 Aristotle， 都是希腊人。
And there's a lot of famous Greek philosophers such as Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle.
他们的思想影响了过去的历史。
And their thoughts have influenced history.
他们的思想甚至影响到今天。
Their thoughts influence even today.
所以希腊的文化带来给当时的世代和后来的世代非常深的影响。
So the Greek culture has great impact during their time and onward.
虽然希腊帝国灭亡之后，
And even though after the Greek Empire ended,
但是它的影响却没有消失掉。
Their influence did not stop.
在主耶稣和使徒的时代，
During the time of Jesus and his disciples,
他们用的其中一种语文就是希腊文。
One of the languages that they used was Greek.
你知道新约圣经是希腊文写的吗？
Do you know that the New Testament was written in Greek?
因为我们知道新约圣经基本上是在罗马帝国的时候所写的。
We know that the New Testament was written during the time of Rome.
但是当时的希腊帝国已经灭亡。
At that time, the Greek Empire has already ended.
但是他们的文化却正在影响当时的社会。
But their culture continued to influence.
所以我在神学院的时候，我必须要读希腊文。
So when I was in seminary, I had to learn Greek.
读得非常痛苦。
It was very painful.
我必须要读四个学期的希腊文。
I had to study Greek for four semesters.
其实奥林匹克第一届的运动会是从希腊的雅典开始的。
Actually, the Olympics started in Athens, Greece.
所以尼布甲尼撒王所梦见这个大象。
And so King Nebuchadnezzar dreamed about this great statue.
那么根据古代的历史的记载，
According to historical facts,
罗马帝国是在希腊帝国灭亡之后而成立的。
The Roman Empire was established after the Greek Empire.
那么刚才我们读那段经文讲到这个铁一般的一个政权。
And the passage that we read, it talks about it The legs were of iron.
这个帝国好像铁一样。
And this empire was like iron.
罗马政府的政权真的是好像铁一般的政权。
The rule of Rome was as of iron.
那么如果我们看这个耶稣基督被钉十字架的事情。
If we consider Jesus Christ being crucified.
钉十字架是在罗马时代。
Crucifixion was established during the time of Rome.
然后钉十字架是一个很残酷的一种刑罚。
And crucifixion was a very cruel form of punishment.
所以罗马政府就用这种刑罚来对付这些重犯。
So the Roman government used this type of punishment to deal with its criminals.
他们以这个强硬的手段来对付那些反对罗马政府的人。
They used an iron fist against anyone who was against them.
所以罗马这个强硬铁一般的手段带来给罗马帝国平安和平。
So it's through their firm and rule that it gave them peace.
那么但以理也预言说这个帝国将会分成两半。
And Daniel also predicted that this kingdom will be divided in two.
他讲到这两条铁做的腿。
The legs of iron.
所以在历史里面我们也看到罗马帝国分成两半。
And in history, we also realized that the Roman Empire was split in two.
分成两个政权。
It was split into two governments.
一个是在西方的罗马。
One was established in the West Rome.
一个是在东方的 Constantinople, 也就是今天土耳其的伊斯坦堡。
And on the east, it was established at Constantinople, which is Istanbul, Turkey.
所以坐落在西方的罗马这个罗马政府。
And so on the West was the Roman government.
那么后来也把整个欧洲征服了。
And again conquered the whole of Europe.
我们看到西方的国家，比如说英国跟美国，还有这个加拿大。
And we see that on the west side, such as England, America, and Canada.
你发觉到有很多东西是来自这个罗马的根源。
You realize many of the things that we have comes from the basis of Rome.
如果我们看美国的政府或者英国的政府的话，
If we consider the government, the form of government of United States or England,
我们看到很多地方都很相似。
We see many similarities.
比如说这个上议院的制度。
For instance, the
Senate system.
The system of Senate.
或者这个法院的制度，
or the system of the courts,
或者那些军事制度，
or military systems,
都很相似。
They're very similar.
后来罗马帝国也灭亡了。
Later, the Roman Empire also fell.
但是我们发觉到罗马帝国的灭亡不是因为外来的攻击，
but we realize the fall of Rome was not because of external forces.
而是内部的问题
There was a problem internally.
那么道德的腐败使到罗马帝国灭亡了。
It was a problem of their morality that eventually they fell.
所以这个也是只是我们思想的问题。
This is something worthy of our examination.
可能美国不会有任何那些外来的政权来攻击美国。
Perhaps there would not be any external forces attacking the U.S.
但是美国可能因为道德的腐败，可能有一天会好像罗马帝国一样。
But due to the deterioration of our morality, perhaps we'll be just like Rome.
所以虽然罗马帝国已经灭亡了，
even though the Roman Empire fell.
那么今天的欧洲联盟是古代罗马帝国的浮生。
But there's a rebirth of the Roman Empire, which is the EU.
我在之前已经跟你们分享过这个欧洲联盟的事情。
I've shared with you concerning the EU.
可是这两条腿是代表罗马帝国。
So these two legs represent the Roman Empire.
那么根据但以理的预言，他说这个双脚是代表这个欧洲联盟。
And according to the prediction of Daniel, that the feet represents the EU.
所以这个这个脚，他说是 半铁半泥的。
And the feet is a part iron and part clay.
试想一下，这个大象有什么问题？
Let's think about what's the problem with this statue.
啊，我以前是学土木工程的。
I used to be a civil engineer.
那么，如果你要建造一间房子或者高楼的话，
If you want to build a house or a skyscraper,
你必须把那个地基要打好。
You must have a firm foundation.
啊，通常我们在设计一个建筑物的时候，
And usually as we're designing any kind of structure,
这个建筑物的这个结构的力量必须是从上渐渐往下增加。
And the strength of the structure must increase as you go down.
你看到这个大象有问题啊？
You see that there's a problem with this statue.
因为它的结构这个力量是相反的，
because the strength of the structure is reversed.
因为它是从这个下面渐渐的往上增加。
As the strength increases as you go up.
很明显的，这个大象不能够站立得稳。
So very obvious that this structure, the statue cannot stand firm.
随时都会倒下来。
Anytime it might fall.
那么如果外来有力量攻击它的话，
If there is any strength from externally,
它必然会倒塌下来。
It will fall.
所以我们看到有块石头从旁边打过来。
So we see that there was a stone that came.
打在他的脚上。
It hit the feet.
那么那个脚是铁，半泥半铁的。
And the feet are made of part iron and part clay.
所以很容易的被打碎啊。
So it's very easy to break it.
那么到底这块石头是代表什么？
What does this rock represent?
我给你们猜一下。
I'll give you a chance to guess.
是代表什么？
What does it represent?
啊，我以前讲过的。代表耶稣基督。
It represents Jesus Christ.
也就是讲到在末世的时候，耶稣基督将会来到这个世界上。
And it represents that in the end that Jesus is going to come to the world.
结束了这个外邦人的时代。
And it will end the time of the Gentiles.
那么我们看到这里有一座山。
And here we see that there's a mountain mentioned.
看不清楚啊 ，Roslyn 要这样。
It's not very clear in this image.
那么这座山又代表什么呢
？What does the mountain represent?
这座山就是代表将来耶稣基督在这个地上所设立的千禧年这个国度。
It represents a millennial kingdom that will be established.
从尼布甲尼撒王所做的梦。
And from the dream of King Nebuchadnezzar.
我们看到神是掌管人类历史的神。
We see God is in charge of the whole of human history.
我们也看到神是掌管将来的神。
And we see that God is the God of the future.
一切过去所发生的事情。
All that has happened in the past.
还有将来还没有发生的事情。
All that will happen in the future.
都在神的掌权之下。
Are under God's control.
尼布甲尼撒王所做的梦让我们看到神的大蓝图。
The dream of King Nebuchadnezzar allows us to see the whole blueprint of God.
所以在这个外邦人的时代，外邦人的时期将要结束的时候。
And as the time of Gentile is To wrap up.
那么耶稣基督将会来到这个世界上建立一个千禧年的国度。
Jesus will come and establish a millennial kingdom.
让我们大家明白但以理所说的预言。
Let's understand the prophecy from Daniel.
让我们重新祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your words today.
求主帮助我们明白但以理所说的预言。
Please help us to understand the prophecy from the book of Daniel.
以致我们不做一个沉睡的基督徒。
That we would not be sleeping as Christians.
让我们紧紧地等待耶稣基督的再来。
Help us to wait upon the coming of Jesus.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.